Oh,
okay. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. I know you've been
For
busy.
sure.
I know you probably had press days like crazy. How you been?
I've been all right. I'm a bit just feeling a lot of things right now, like exhaustion. I'm excited about tomorrow and just all of the above, but I'm good.
That's good. That's good. I've seen Blood and Water season two, and it's like, I don't know. I think y'all took it to another level. Like, I'm like, yo, when's season two coming out now? Like, y'all really killed. Like,
Oh, we did.
no, yeah, y'all really did. Cause like season one was good, but I was like, oh, season two is like another level. Like, what was your first thoughts like reading the script?
I was like, I can't wait to shoot this. This is like different. I just remember like we were all at the script read through and everyone was like, are y'all reading this? You know, so it was I was really excited.
That's good. What was like your like preparation towards like what was like the difference between your preparation for season one to season two?
Season one, I kind of was winging it, to be honest. Obviously based I had like the knowledge that I had attained from like high school and stuff on how to do everything, but I feel like I was kind of winging it and just learning as I was going. And so with season two, I was equipped with like a lot more information, like just having learned through season one and like getting to apply that in season two. This time around though, like I really took extra care to be I mean obviously like do the work, read the script, learn about my character, make notes for myself, having conversations with the directors whenever I'm like lost on set. But yeah, I'm still figuring out my process.
What are like
I don't have one yet.
some of the things you like learned like that you're like okay cool this would work for like what I want to do for season two like what are some of the things like you would like you guys had the time off and then you came back like what are some things you learned prior to then?
Well, firstly, I started learning more like the like theory when it comes to like film and acting. I just started equipping myself with that information more, like reading books and stuff, which helps a lot. And yeah, I think the main thing for me was to I was like every day on set, just get there and like just be, you know, like do the work obviously prior, but just be on set and like allow myself to be a vessel for my character. And I feel like with the knowledge that I have attained through learning and reading, it helped a lot, I hope.
No, I've definitely seen. Have you not seen season two yet? They don't like give you. Yeah.
I have, but obviously I'm like my worst critic, so
No, you got like everybody killed it. I was like, yo, you guys really. Like, I was like, oh, I love the show. And I was like, oh no, this is different. And then I'm like, the end, especially like the ending. I'm like, yo, when's season three coming? Like, I was like, yo, I'm too excited. As soon as I felt like every episode, like just. Like ended with like a big like bang like every episode.
Cliffhanger, right?
Yeah, I was like, yo, what?
I
And I was
know.
like, yo, and it has you like. I kind of wish like Netflix would do it like drop the episodes weekly because I feel like I think people would be like, yo, yeah, but no, yeah. You don't have those thoughts about it?
I do. Like, I do agree that every episode has a cliffhanger, so people are like at the edge of their seats. Yeah, personally, I would like to take it in little bite sizes, but I mean, people are going to be happy to binge
I know,
and like they should go for it.
yeah. The second thing about binging is like, yo, when's like the next season coming out? That's the only thing. I'm like, dang, I already watched. Yeah, you literally watch it in one day. It's like, okay, dang, when's the next one
Season
coming?
three,
Yeah,
win.
it's like, oh, we haven't been renewed yet or nothing. I was like, why hasn't it been renewed? Like, y'all made this. Y'all should know this. People would want this. Like, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
let's hope. Let's hope.
Yeah. No. What is, well, are you guys? Of course, it's gonna be. There's gonna be a season three for sure. You think?
I mean, I can only hope and pray, and we'll see. We'll see.
How do you think fans are going to react to this season? Kind of like, I was just like, oh my, like this season was like, I don't know, this might be like one of the,
yeah,
this is like one of my favorite, like, just things that dropped on Netflix this year. I was like, oh my goodness.
A snap.
Yeah, it was just okay. Like, yeah. So how do you think fans are going to react to this season?
I don't know because it's me. Like, I'm never going to be like 100%, oh yeah, fans are going to love it. But yes, fans are going to love it. But now that you say, I can say that season 2 is a lot more intense than season 1. So it's, people are not going to have any peace while they're watching. That's all I can say. There's no peace. We chose violence.
No, facts. How has your life changed since like being on Blood and Water?
Personally, I don't feel like much has really changed, like, in my personal life, but obviously now a lot more people know who I am now, and obviously on social media, and like getting to, you know, have chats like this on the regular. Yeah, I still feel same old. I think we're getting there.
Do you have people that like, yeah, people that you just, random people, like, hey, that's my cousin, or da 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 da? Like, did you have,
right?
Do you get those? Have you been getting those lately?
No. Yeah, I mean, like, just, you get a lot of random things. There's a lot of random things that you get.
What's like the craziest thing like a fan has messaged you?
Besides marry me, or either like cussing me out for my character kissing another character on the show that they were mad about, like people were mad at me for kissing KB. They're like, that's my man, how dare you kiss my man. So, and I'm like, it's not me, I'm just, yeah, I think that's yeah.
That's good. As long as you get nothing like too crazy.
Nah,
what are some really nice. What are some things that you would want to see your character do in like season 3?
I would like to see her continue to grow. I feel like in season 2 she is like really starting to grow and sort of find her voice. So just to continue to do that, because I can only imagine how much more hectic season 3 would get. And sheesh, I would like for her to have a good thing. So her situation in season 2, I hope that can like stay happening with Sam.
More. Can we even
talk about
the episode? But this will probably come out after all the episodes. Can we talk about the thing or no?
Okay, so this is going to come out after, right?
Yeah, this is coming out, like, on Sunday.
All right,
everybody, people are going to, like, have it, like, everybody's going to watch the show by then, hopefully, it'll be, like, 8 p.m. Sunday your time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find, like, what was your thoughts, like, when you first find out, like, okay, cool, like, Pooling and Fakili are going to be, like, sisters and stuff like that?
I mean, I feel like a part of me just always knew, even from season 1, because I was like, they're sisters. It wouldn't make sense for them not to be sisters. Like, so much drama and so much. But then again, that would just be a huge plot twist. But it was interesting. It was interesting. I'm glad that they are sisters. Now I guess the question is just like, how do they navigate all of that? You know, do they, like, are they sisters? Do they start like spending time with their families? It's just like, what happens after that?
No, I just thought that was like a weird, I feel like for your character, I definitely feel bad, because like, yo, your whole world just turned upside, like, you don't even know. And then even like in the later episodes, like, okay, like, now we gotta find if Fikila's like biological father now. It's like, yo, what is it like? I feel so bad for her. Like, what are your thoughts about it?
Just an after hit.
Yeah, I know. Like, she don't ever get no peace, and it feels like Sam's like leaving. Like he.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like, what's up with you?
Why can't she just have a good thing?
Like, why can't she get one? It's like, can she get one episode of peace?
Just one at least.
Yeah, I feel like the last episode of season two was like her like closest episode of just okay, peace. Like she's at the party, she's having fun. And then at the end, it did this rusher, like, okay, now your mom got kidnapped. I was like, damn, like, y'all can't.
Yeah, just, moment's over. You extra had 5 minutes. Let's go.
Like, what would you like? Because it feels like it's just like a crazy story. Like, what are your, like, what would you like do if you were in like Fakili's situation?
Jeez. I can't even imagine. Even though, like, I've played her, like, I can't even imagine what I would do. I can imagine I'd be really confused, really frustrated, and, like, lost. Jeez. What would you do?
I don't even know. I'd probably run away. I'd be like, yo, like, everything about like, my I'm life. Out. Yeah, it's like, everything about, okay, let me just go get a real fresh start, because, like, what I have here is just not working. I don't know what's going on. Seems like every day I gotta go through some bullshit that I had nothing to do with in the first place. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. If I was her, I'd be like, all right, let me just dip out, get a fresh start.
Let me just run away.
Go somewhere.
I'd take a time out, just be like, okay, that's great, cool, but I'm going and we'll see if I come back.
Because that's what that the episodes kind of take place like during like in the fall, right?
Summer.
Yeah, that'd be like, okay, yeah. Let me just take out. I'm going out in the summertime. I'm dipping out. Let me just, I need a month break from all this. Come back and let's see what you guys present me or something like that. Like, what are your thoughts about the writers? Because I'm like, yo, I think that's like a great, like, I don't know what they were doing, and I don't know what they were inspired
by.
Writers? I was like, this is like, I don't know about you, but it just feels like a massive, like, jump from season two. I was like, yo, I didn't expect this to go like this at all.
Yeah, they were like, you know what, let's just push it all the way.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like fans liked it. Okay, let me just like, let's add the twisted things in here. It's like, it was really amazing. You and Ama, like sisters, like I feel like you guys are sisters, like in real life. Like, how's your guys' relationship?
It's cool. So, we actually met on the set of Blood and Water, and you know, we just like instantly hit it off. We spent a lot of time together, and also because, you know, we were both like newbies, and so that was kind of the thing that we bonded the most over. Like, we'd always talk to each other like, it's okay, girl, you've got this, we're here, we're meant to be here, okay, we're here for a reason. And so, like, since then we've just, you know, developed a stronger bond, and yeah, she's my girl.
That's good. Yeah. If you could be like another character in the show, which character would you play?
I want to say Zama, because I am the complete opposite to her, like just energy and everything. So that would be really interesting. Like, I want to see if I could find my inner Zama, you know.
Yeah, she just like, I don't know, I love her too. Like, her and Wade are like just like my favorite people. Like, they just right? They just have like Wade's just like shy, and like he's so nice, but he's like, he's like a ride or die, he's gonna go with you through it all. Zama, like, yeah. She's a ride or die too, but she's gonna be like, she's also gonna be like clowning on you and joking on you and everything. And still have like, she doesn't, it feel like, exactly. Like it could be like the craziest situation, and she'll find a way to make a joke out of it somehow. So it's like, yeah, I love those two for sure.
Right? Love them. Yeah. Me too.
No, that's dope. Okay, this is getting to like, are you a Money Heist fan? Because I think I saw on your story the other day.
I am.
How do you think about that? How did you think about that last like episode, yo? I was crying.
Don't even ask me, because I'm healing. I'm like, I'm on my, like, I'm trying to heal. So please don't remind me. Yeah, that was intense.
No, yeah,
that I was really they didn't sad. Have to do that. They like, did not have to do us like that.
Why? Like, why Tokyo? Like, I was like, I was like, that was literally my favorite. Her and the professor. I was like, I hope they two make it out to the end, and then for no reason at all.
Like the thing with Tokyo is like, she's not the most likable character, but she's like, because of like, you know, like how she is, like she rubs people the wrong way sometimes, but like, she's the cruelest and, you know, yeah. Like the protagonist kind of.
Yeah. So you just have to respect Tokyo. Like you just have to. Like, okay. Like she does things like, okay, Tokyo, you didn't need to do that. But it's like, you kind of get it. That's why she's right. doing it. You get why. And then her background story, you see why she's doing that and all that stuff. But I was like, yo, even the way she went out, I was like, yo, she went out like a G. But I was just so sad about that. Oh, yeah.
I can't. I'm traumatized. I was in tears after that. I was like, what? No. Yeah.
What are like some of your other favorite characters from that show?
My favorite characters are Rio, because he's so adorable and sweet, you know. And obviously Professor, you know, because he just always gets things done.
No, yeah.
You can just always trust the professor, you know. And Nairobi.
That also, like, out all the favorites. They literally killed out all my favorite characters. Like, the professor cannot. Honestly. Like, Berlin, like, I love Berlin because he just was chaos. But he just brought chaos to the show. He's more like the Joker to me, like in the show. Like he just, I was like, yo, what is wrong with this man? He's just entertaining. Yeah. I would hate to be around.
Kind of like, yeah, like you kind of hate him, but he's kind of like cool in a way.
Yeah, he's like good for TV. Like, but like if it was like in real life, I would not want to be nowhere near him. Like it's like, okay, no, I don't want to. I hope we never cross paths in any. I don't know if we'll walk past each other in the street or nothing. Like, but like on TV, it's just like entertaining. What I was like, yo, he's just like crazy. Like, it's just cool like that. If you could be on another Netflix show, what show would it be?
Definitely Money Heist. I really want to be in an action, like just like action. I want to do that. Money Heist. Say maybe Sex Education.
You is twisted. I'm waiting for season.
Yeah.
You is twisted. Like, what's your favorite
thing? Looks like it's really intense. What's my favorite thing?
Yeah, about you.
About me?
No.
About this. I know. Just like the drama, man. Like Joe is such a creep, but at the same time, he's like, just like the way these things are set up. Like these people are literally mental, but you find yourself rooting for them somehow, you know. And I'm like, am I twisted for liking Joe? What's going on, you know? So I really like that about it.
No, yeah. And then that's the second season was crazy too. Like even his wife now, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
like they're like Bonnie and Clyde stuff for real. But I don't know what's going on with those two, but no, that's a dope. So like what's something you want to do like outside of Blood and Water, like outside of like just like a certain film you would want to do, or like, you know, any films that coming up that you're like, yo, I really want to be a part of that, or or even be like in a superhero movie like Marvel or like DC or
definitely something
like
that. Like I said, I definitely want to be in like an action film, you know, blockbuster vibes. But really, I'm kind of just like, at the moment, I'm just like really open to trying different things, whether it's indie or, you know, Marvel scale. I would like to play a Disney princess. So Disney, if you're
Tiana. Tiana.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think they're.
Let's make this happen. Yeah,
Tiana, I think they said they're going to make one, but they haven't really talked about it. But that'd be dope. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite Disney princess?
That's hard. I really enjoyed The Little Mermaid growing up, so I'm really excited to see the live action. But definitely Princess Tiana. Those two are my main faves.
My favorite, Tiana, Ariel.
Who's your favorite?
It's Tiana, Ariel, Princess Kida from Atlantis. And
I haven't seen Atlantis.
You haven't seen Atlantis yet?
I haven't.
Oh, you gotta watch Atlantis. That's the movie. That's a good movie. Atlantis. I don't know if Mulan counts as a princess either. I don't know. But Mulan would be my other one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Mulan. Let's go.
Yeah, she's good.
You read like comics and everything? Like Marvel, or you just watch the movies and stuff?
I just watch the movies, but I've been wanting to get into the comics.
Is there like a certain character you would like to like play? If they're like, Marvel hits you like, yeah, we want you to play like a certain, like just told you like pick what character you want to play and we're going to add you on, like what character would it be?
Yeah. Interesting. A character that already exists, or can I like make up one that exists, but just with a little twist?
Yeah, you can make up one, whatever. Just be like,
I would want to do like a girl Black Panther vibe, you know?
Okay. I got this one too right now.
Oh snap! This is it.
that movie is crazy. I'm excited for the second one. Do you watch like anime or anything?
I do a bit. I do watch anime.
What shows do you
watch? A little bit. What was it? Jujutsu Kaisen. I've seen My Hero Academia. Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I love Attack. That's my show too. I love Attack on Titan.
I think that might be like the best one I've seen so far.
Yeah. What's your favorite character from Attack on Titan?
Mikasa Eren.
I love her too.
Who's it? I forgot his name.
My boy Captain Levi. Captain Levi, that's my favorite character.
Oh yeah, Captain Levi.
Yeah, he's just every time he gets screen time, it's just like he just takes it away. Like
just so smooth, right?
Yeah, he's just like, and he's like the nastiest fighter. Like he can really anytime he wants to and probably win. Yeah.
I get it.
I like I hated Eren in the beginning, and now I like Eren. I was like, 'cause he was always whining.
I'm actually the opposite. I don't like Eren like now.
You don't like Eren now? Dude,
yeah, he's so like moody and like just now, you know.
Yeah, but like before that, he just used to whine so much. I was like, Eren, like do something. Like why? I was like, he used to cry, and then now like he is moody and everything. But I'm happy. Like okay, like he's with the shits now. Like he's like okay, I'm fight whatever. I'm like da da da. So that's the one thing. But, no, yeah. I think they had like great character development for that show.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
It forces you to either like them or not, or da 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 da.
Even when they're like the protagonist.
No, yeah. What else do you like? What else interests you? Like, what kind of music do you be into and everything?
That's hard. I listen to a lot of different stuff. Like, my playlist is, I'll be playing like Burna Boy, and then Eartha Kitt comes on, and then Beyonce, and then Sir, and then like.
Okay, you're playing the artists. I'm glad you're playing good artists.
Everywhere.
No, I love all those. I'm about to see Burna Boy. He's about to perform too in California, so I'm about to see him. With Kid, Tim's, Coffee. See all everybody. I love.
That's cool. That's gonna be a vibe.
No, that's like, I'm really excited for that concert. That's going to be really dope. That's like,
what do you like to listen to?
I listen to like dancehall, reggae.
I listen to reggae too.
Yeah,
hip-hop. But I listen to Bob Marley. That's like the only reggae.
you gotta listen to others. Dishaba, Baju, Banton, Damian Marley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's so many great. Oh, that's nice. 'Cause my mom's from Trinidad. Even Soca music too. I listen to that. That's like my stuff too.
Dope.
Yeah, from my mom's from Trinidad, so we just hear all that growing up and everything. So it was just like,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's dope. Did you ever go to Trinidad?
Yeah.
Like growing up?
Yeah. I'm planning on going to, like, because next year is supposed to be carnival, or there's supposed to be like a carnival where you all get together. It's like lit. But I guess like COVID, they're not having it. But hopefully I go in 2023. That's my next goal.
Okay. Let's hope by 2023 everything is.
How's everything down there? Like, is everything like open up? Like, things are just starting to open up.
Yeah, like here it's been just like up and down. Like, things will open up and then they're like, actually, no, let's just lock down again. Because, you know, the cases are just fluctuating. But right now, things are semi-decent. Like, there's some normalcy, but not yet. You know, like, we couldn't even have the premiere for Blood and Water season 2. So it's not normal quite yet, but we're getting there.
No, yeah, here's weird because, like, some place, I was like, can we all, like, come up to agreement, like, what we all doing? It's for, like some, like, I walk in on a mask with everywhere now, as I don't even trust. I'm used to wearing a mask now for everything. So I just walk in some places, oh, you don't have to wear a mask. I was like, and then you go to other places, you got to wear a mask or da da. I was like, what are we all doing? Like, can we all come up with something? Like, what is going on? But no. What's like the first thing you want to do, like outside of like this COVID stuff? Like, what's the first thing you want to do?
Travel. I haven't traveled as like an adult yet, so I definitely want to plan a trip to like Tanzania and Zanzibar.
Yeah, friend's from there. My friend Nia's from there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she's actually named after it, but we just call her Nia. She just likes Nia.
Oh, Tanzania.
Yeah. She's
I don't.
Yeah.
Shout out, girl.
She's like, oh, you gotta come, gotta come. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I do need to go to Africa. I want to go visit like everywhere. But I want to take like a year off and just go visit everywhere.
And just travel, right?
Yeah. But it's like hard. Yeah. It's hard to do that. It's hard to even get like a day off. It's like, okay, cool. You can.
I feel you.
is there any other shows or movies that, because we're like in the era of remakes for some reason, like I think we should stop remaking stuff, but like, is there any like
things? Did you say we should stop remaking stuff?
Huh?
Did you say we should stop
remaking stuff? I'm tired, like I'm sad, like I hate when people remake classics. Like, there's like classic movies and then like they remake it, and like,
yeah,
I'm like,
just let it be, like, yeah, it's a classic. Therapy.
But we're in an era that everybody's remaking it anyway. It doesn't matter about my opinion or not, it's gonna happen. So is there any like movies that like that probably be remake that you would like to be a part of?
What's up? Dreamgirls.
Ooh, that's like everybody's like number one movie to say is Dreamgirls.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Dreamgirls is always like one that pops up.
Well, I just thought of that now. Like, I wasn't even, but
like, Dreamgirls for sure always pops up. Like, I feel like they're gonna have to remake that. Every time I ask somebody that, it's just like Dreamgirls. I was like, yo, this is like.
I think they will at some point.
They're gonna have to. Right? People really want to remake that one.
Yeah.
Interesting though.
Let me think. What else? Do you think anyone would remake Pulp Fiction?
Probably. I think anything that happened in the 90s is possibly going to be remade. They're remaking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I'm like, everything's...
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very possible. I feel like any movie that's ever been created is going to be remade at some point.
Just remade.
Yeah. I hope they don't remake it. I know, it's sad too, because there's like a lot of like young creators out there that are like dropping like so amazing, like different ideas. I'm like, what is, like, I'm starting to just go like back to watching like the new indie films and go to the theater because, okay, you get some young new, it seems like everything you remake or they're doing like a franchise for everything. I said, this movie doesn't need a sequel or a threequel or just give it one movie, you didn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Do you plan on doing like writing and directing, Russell?
It's definitely something I'd want to explore. I used to write a lot like growing up, so I think that's something I want to try my hand at again. I think I'm really open to exploring different roles in the industry, like the creative field. I don't like ever want to like just box myself into one thing, you know.
That's dope. What are some things like you would like to like be interested in writing in? Like just like, would it be like a film right out the gate, or like a movie, or like a TV show, or even like a cartoon or anime or whatever, or a comic?
An animation, whether it's anime or whatever, but just like an animation. I'd love to do a series, but like something like, you know, How to Get Away with Murder, Euphoria, like those vibes, like the
I love those shows. I love those shows. Have you watched Scandal before?
I haven't.
Oh yeah, so that Kerry Washington kills that.
I've heard like she does a thing.
Scandal is another show. It's like, yeah, like, and then I remember they did a crossover episode.
That was really cool.
No, yeah, watch Scandal. That's like a, you know, that's Scandal's crazy. Olivia Pope. What are some things you want to do outside of film?
Music is like my other passion. I'm just like trying to, I guess, get myself to release stuff, because it's like, it's such like an internal battle, because I want everything to be a certain way, and then like the people I work with and my dad is just leave it, just like let go, it's not about you, okay, release the music because it's not for you, which there's a lot of merit to that, but you know, at the same time you kind of want things to be
perfect. What would you like compare yourself to, like your music style? Like, what would your music style kind of be like compared to?
Yeah. Like, I never know how to answer this question, but I'll just like combine people and then we'll make up a genre or a vibe. I'd say I've heard a bit of Corrine Bailey Ray, a bit of Sabrina Claudio vibe.
Okay.
I'm like inspired by like Joan Armatrading. She's like a big inspiration for me as well. So just a little bit like with the guitar and everything, because I play guitar as well.
Bro, you got a guitar next to you or no? No.
No.
Okay, you play the guitar? That's dope. Well, like, what was like your first song that you played on the guitar? That's dope. I wish I could play an instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could. I should have gotten to it when I was younger. Now it's kind of like, it's not too late, but now it's like, it's kind of like,
it's not too late. Try.
I know, but I'm not like really passionate. I don't want to do stuff that I'm not passionate in, because it'd be like a waste of time for me. So I was like,
yeah.
I don't see, like, if I'm not doing nothing with it, I don't see why I gotta like pick it up and learn. Like, I don't want to learn something that I know I'm not probably gonna end up doing nothing with it.
But why not? Like, this stuff is, I feel like we have kind of placed like arts and like the creatives as like something that you need to do and be good at, but it's really just a way of being and just expressing like human expression, like whether you're good at it or not, like just.
No, I'm not even talking about being good. I'm not even talking about being good at it. I just like, if I don't like have passion. A passion in something, I don't want to be like, okay, let me just pick it up and like, I want to get something and not ever use it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm not passionate there, it don't even have to be like I'm good at it or stuff like that. Like, I definitely would try it, but I just know I'm probably like, knowing me, I'm probably not going to be like It'll be in the corner in that crib somewhere.
Just like catching dust.
I'm never going to be like, hey, let me just hop on it. Like, honestly, I probably would play it just to have people over just to mess around with them or something as a prank. Yeah. But no, I don't see me ever just like I wouldn't be on it like every day. Or even like I'll probably be on it like once a month maybe. And I'm like, okay, that's not really necessary.
I get you.
But no, I do agree though. I feel like people should like, if you're really just passionate about it, it doesn't matter about being good unless you have the passion for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah.
Oh, That's dope. So what was fun, your first song like playing the guitar?
Oh yeah. So I taught myself how to play guitar. Like I just used the internet and you know stuff online. I would still like to get some professional guidance though. But the first song I played was Thinking Out Loud by
I love that song. That's a dope song to go. I love that. Yeah, one of my friends
picked that song for their wedding.
Sweet. Yeah, but I know I love that. That's a good song. I like Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran's cool.
He's cool.
Yeah. That's dope. Is there any other instruments you play?
I do play a bit of piano as well.
Okay, so you're a musician. I see you.
Yeah. I grew up around a lot of musicians. Like my dad is a musician, my grandmother was, my uncle. So just like we had instruments in the house like all the time. So you know it was inevitable.
So can we expect like a single out by the end of the year? I won't put no pressure.
You know what? In an ideal world, yes. And I'm going to try and push myself to do that. But I'm sort of just going with the flow. But it's definitely something that's going to happen for sure.
That's dope. No, I'm glad. Yeah. That's dope. Any other plans you got going on for the rest of the year? Any other upcoming projects you got going on?
Not that I know of. Not that I can mention.
Okay.
Also.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I don't want to keep you on. I know you've been on press all day and everything, so I appreciate your time.
Oh good, this was fun.
You coming on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you.
I had a lot of fun.
I'll talk to you later. Hopefully, we'll do this again sometime soon.
Don't forget to wash blood and water tomorrow.
True. Blood and water season 2. Epic. I'm here first. Therefore, I'll just
don't want to miss it.
No, you don't. And when season 3 comes out, sounds good. I'm gonna have to hit up Netflix. Sure. Like, can y'all renew this real quick so you can get season 3 on the way?
Can you just like make it?
Yeah, I feel like some shows they know they're just gonna go and then they just take forever to.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I feel so much. We'll see though. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.